This idea of sacrifice is so foreign to our world today.
Well, the old idea of being sacrificed is not what we think at all. Huh? Just consider, I think the great model of sacrifice is the Mayan Indian ball game. You know, they had a kind of basketball game. It was a loop there up in the stadium wall, and the idea was to get this big, heavy ball through that. I don't know how they did it with their shoulders or heads or something or other. And the captain of the winning team was sacrificed on the field by the captain of the losing team. His head was cut off. And going to your sacrifice as the winning stroke of your life is the essence of the early sacrificial idea. There's a wonderful story that I found in the Jesuit Relations. You know, the Jesuits here in the 17th century as missionaries up in Canada and northern New York State and so forth, of a young Iroquois boy who had just been captured by the Hurons, or perhaps it was the other way around, I've forgotten. And he was being brought to be tortured to death. The Northeast Indians engaged in a systematic torture, which would go on for a long time, and the ordeal was to be sustained with a smile without flinching. That was it. That was real manhood. But the boy is brought to this as though he were being brought to his wedding. He is singing, and the people with him are treating him as though they were his hosts, and he was the honored guest, and he played the game with them, knowing where he was going. And the priests describing the thing are absolutely bewildered by the situation. And they say that the mockery of this kind of hospitality for people who are then going to become the brutes. No, those people were the priests. And this was the sacrifice of the altar. And that boy was Jesus, you know, by analogy. And the priest every day is celebrating Mass, which is an imitation or repetition, actually, of the sacrifice of the cross. That's what this priest was witnessing. But then you have it also in the Acts of John, Jesus before going to crucify, the Jesus dance. That's one of the most beautiful passages in the Christian tradition. In the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John Gospels, it simply mentioned that we sang a hymn and Jesus went forth. Well, here you have the whole hymn described in a ring. Jesus in the center saying, join hands and we'll sing and we'll dance. And he says, I am this, I am that, I am so forth, so forth. Amen, amen. Oh my God, it's grand. And then he walks out to be crucified. When you go to your death that way as a God, you are going to your eternal life. What's sad about that? Let's make it great. And they do.
The God of death is the Lord of the dance.
The God of death is the Lord of sex at the same time.
What do you mean?
It's a marvelous thing. One after another, you can see these gods. Gayday, the god of the death god of the Haitian voodoo, is also the sex god. Wotan, had one eye covered and the other uncovered, you see? And at the same time was the Lord of life. Osiris, the Lord of death and the Lord of the generation of life. It's a basic theme. That which dies is born. You have to have death in order to have life.